So this is something we're going to call this the intuition paradox. This is very much a great example of when you're trying to explain something as an esoteric while you are an esoteric in the inside, and you are not able to see the big picture yet because you have not completed the full picture, and because you do not have the exoteric outside perspective with the inside perspective to integrate it, you're not able to explain it. The esoteric perspective, inside perspective, is the knowledge. Knowledge is only in the esoteric. Wait for it. Okay, so if you are new, that is my expo marker. So the esoteric is ancient Greek for inside perspective or insider. And it means the knowledge. This is where knowledge is. If you are not esoteric, you don't know. The other side is going to be the exoteric, that is the outside. Now, the exoteric is the ability to summarize the observation, but it lacks knowledge. So you see the problem. The exoteric lacks knowledge, and the esoteric lacks the ability to summarize what they're observing. So when you're done with the esoteric, you then, and you either, this is it, you either begin as an esoteric or you begin as an exoteric. Now, your story is always an esoteric story. And knowing when you're an esoteric and as or an exoteric is vital. So you are born into your esoteric story. Now, I'm not yet at the exoteric of my own story where I can summarize as an observer all the knowledge that I have from my esoteric. So I'm trying. You require the integration of both esoteric and exoteric. And only when you have reached both the esoteric and the exoteric are you wise. Wisdom is the integration of esotericism and exotericism. That is wisdom. If you understand something well enough, you can explain it simply. So I'm trying to explain the exoteric observation summary of my own esoteric story without yet being on the outside. So when I explain what I'm dealing with, I'm going to stumble. I'm not going to be clear because I'm an outsider or I'm an insider of my own story. But this is where I keep running into this problem over and over and over. And I need a title, but I lack the exoteric to give you the title. So I'm going to try. If I were to summarize all of this, it is the how I came to realize I am Lady Wisdom, wife of God, and what that means, and all of the pain in the assery that it comes with. And this right here is it. I run on the assumption, and I know this is wrong, but it's a default setting that we all have to default to in order to function. So the default summary is assuming that you know I'm Lady Wisdom, wife of God. And because I don't need to, nor do I want to have to explain this over and over. It is an epic novel. So I feel like I'm running around with three, four editions of Lord of the Rings sized stories, four of them. And people want that exoteric summary in 5 minutes. They want the elevator pitch of Lord of the Rings. And I'm like, are you a moron? So I went through a time period where, and this is it. It's the, we all start off with amnesia because of the Roman BS. And after the amnesia stage, you start to realize the story. Now, for me, I started to realize I was something a little big, like Lady Wisdom. And this is how I knew. Everyone talks about me in the third person. Yeah, I don't. I talk about me in the first, because it's me. That was my first clue. When I talk about Mother Nature, I don't feel good. I feel like a liar because I'm talking about myself in the third person. No one else seems to have that. Everyone else talks about me in the third person. I don't. I talk about me in the first person. When I say in third person, Mother Nature, I feel like I'm lying to you. So I have to say I, because that's the truth. So that was the first thing I noticed, how I'm different. The other thing, this was the real thing, is I had this go bigger. Tell your story. I had that in my head for a long time. Tell your story. And it was a third person, an outsider, who I called Nemo Singh, saying to me, tell your story. Now, when I talk to people, they're not getting that message. They're getting, tell my story. What the fuck? What the fuck? That was the other thing. I had people telling me that, and I went, wait, what? You get tell my story? I get tell your story. So, pronouns, basic point of view conversation is a huge part of how I am different. Here's the other one. This is a real kick in my teeth that I just, it makes me want to punch people in the face. All of the things that everyone says about me are my memories, people. They're my memories. So that's another way I'm different. I have memories of all of this stuff. So while everyone is talking about what they think they know about me, or they're having visions of me, yeah, those are my memories. You're fucking with my story. So that's the other thing that I noticed. Everyone's talking about me in the third person. But for me, it's all in the first. So that was the first real hardcore thing that I noticed. I'd be sitting there talking about stuff to people in the first person, and they'd be like, why are you saying it in the first person? Because I'm remembering. Aren't you remembering? No, they say. I know that there's Sophie, and she's out there, and yeah, I have Sophie's memories. So who do you think I am? You know, and it's stuff like that. Now, I'm prickly, and I'm a bitch. I know this. And I had people going, well, if you were really God, and if you were really, I had those people. And then I love King Solomon. I owe so much to King Solomon. I found Proverbs recently. And this is it right here. I found Proverbs. And he talks about me a lot. But this is great. There is this one section where I'm talking. And it's like, I wrote it. I remember this, but this is the best part. It's my personality. Oh, I'm a bitch. I'm like, look at me. There it is. I'm a prickly bitch. Yup. And there's my wrath all over the place. Now, I have never read the Proverbs. The Proverbs is a book of the Bible where everyone cherry picks it. And this is the way it was for me as a child. Everyone cherry picked it. Now, I tried to read the Bible from cover to cover, and I made it four books in. And that's when my own Ashavana curse. But actually, this is part of my creed. I have a law in my creed that states if you remember and it compromises the creed, you are not allowed to remember until the creed is no longer compromised. Isn't that an awesome little thing? That's a little self-preservation thing to make sure that the creed is never harmed, so I never have to go back and undo the creed, because people remember something when they shouldn't remember it. So that's another reason why we have no memory, is because if you remember something and it can harm the creed, then you're not going to remember it to protect the creed. So, yippee-yay, if your memory hard, which means the people who will use the creed can never remember the creed because it will harm them. I just love my genius sometimes. So I have this. This is like a thing that I have to deal with. And I'm sitting here reading me in the Bible, not the first time. And I'm sitting here reading about Lady Wisdom, which feels weird talking about myself again in the third person. And it's my personality. It's all of my rage. It captured the essence of me. And I'm just so excited that whoever wrote Proverbs in real life, really, like if it really was King, it wasn't King Solomon. King Solomon did not sit down and write this. He dictated it. They captured it. They captured the essence of me. And I'm looking at this going, this is amazing shit. This is like, there I was in the pages. So it was this, it's just more validation. So I have a lot of reason. And it's not just that. It's the fact that God showed up when I was 12 years old as one of my favorite peoples in the world. And then he showed up again as Berrigan. And then I had people going, why is Berrigan in my room? Why can I see your God? And I remember this is hilarious. I had a conversation with my best friend at one point. This is very recent. It was literally 1 week after I freed my husband from his prison. So there was a God prison. There was a usurper. This asshole came in and usurped my husband and I. And that's why God and I have been absent for 2,000 years. So I get the story back. I remember I go in, I save my husband, release him from the prison. He was in a prison inside of an ancient Egyptian obelisk here in Central Park. It was a whole thing. We freed him from the prison. And literally right after that, things really got exciting. But one of the things that happened was a few days after that, my girlfriend calls me up and she says, Anna, why is Berrigan in my bedroom? And I'm like, oh, you can see him now. And she goes, she was angry. She was really dealing with rage. She's like, she calls me up. This is another day. This is like the next day. And she's not crying, but she's definitely emotional. And she's like, I don't understand it. My mother has believed in God her whole life. And she's sitting there telling me about her imaginary friend, whatever the fuck. Why is your imaginary friend bothering me? Because my imaginary friend is God and he's everywhere. And I'm getting that where people are seeing my husband now. Yeah, it's going to happen a lot now. So this unfolded. This was a whole thing that unfolded. And I wrote my story when I was writing it all out through my dialectic dialogues and I was opening all this up. Everything started. I can't recount it all because there's so much. Like, it's, well, where's your evidence? Dude, do you understand? I wrote for 10 years. 10 years. Like, the evidence is 10 years worth. I had one person who challenged me, if you can do X, then why don't you do B? Like, I prove it to me. He did that bullshit. And I went, so let me get this straight. Knowing in 1984 that this bullshit in 2025 was going to happen, so I spent the next 40 years, literally the same time it takes to build the ark, building an actual abstract art so I can save the people from my own apocalypse because I know how I fucked up and what I wrote, and making sure that it's here in 2025 so that I would find it to undo my own amnesia in 2025 after I planted it in the past through my husband, because, you know, we're gods and we can do that. And that's not evidence enough for you. The fact that I'm sitting here now in 2025, giving you the solution to all of your global problems, and you're still asking for evidence. What is it going to take to convince you assholes how fucking awesome we are? Because when you get the proof, it's not about proof. You're doubting Thomas's. There is no proof that can save a doubting Thomas. That's the logical fallacy. So I'll sit down and I'll have these logical conversations with people and I'll loop them around. Now, there's two types of people. There is your doubting Thomas. I do not cater to those assholes. And then there's people who have a conversation with me. Every one of them, without fail, geniuses, scientists, physicists. We're not talking dumbasses. We are talking global scientists. We are talking about engineers. We are talking about billionaires who are literally philanthropists pouring every dime they have into saving people. I know some really beautiful people. And they have all heard my story and they all say, oh my God, you are God. Yes, thank you. I know. Thank you for seeing me. So now I'm in a position where I'm going, my documentation's all there. The logical proof is there. It's substantial. Just read it. People don't. It was a process because I had amnesia just like everybody else. Because when you're God, you make sure that the program you built works. So you're the first one to go in, which is why I'm the first one out, which is why I'm where I am, because I fucking built it. So I'm sitting here running my program, checking it to make sure it all works. It's operational. I build my Uber awesome game, and then I go through it. I remember having my team going through it. I remember going through the program, completing the game, tweaking it. I remember when I found that the game was not operational. This is where things got interesting. So I'm sitting here writing it all out, and I see something. This is like 10 years ago. And I say, that's not right. I would never have written that. And I'm going, why would I say something like that? There are things like that that I said that I remember saying while I had amnesia. And this is really it. It's amnesiac memory. It's when your memory, something deep inside of you remembers before you remember. So you say something really random and off kilter, but then you're asking the question, why would I say something like that? I watched my husband say this to me in his body form, the Imp King, where he said to me, I have missed you so much. And he said it to me. Oh, no, that was God the husband who said it to me. I call him Lucy, for the record. His name, he prefers the name Lucifer. Like, that is one of his favorite names, is Lucifer, because it was one of my favorite names of him. It was Lucy. I love calling him Lucy. When we were talking, this is way back at the literally first eternity, we were talking about all the names that he would be given and all the names I would be given. And he asked me which one was my favorite. Lucy. I love the name Lucy. It is my favorite name in the whole wide world. So I get this name Lucy, and he chose that as his name for me because that's the one I love. No other reason. Literally, there was no other reason for him to choose that name. He chose it because that's the one I love. So he has other names, a lot of other names. We both have a lot of names. And then there is the name that I choose to call him. So my very first memory of Lucy is I'm actually listening to Sweeney Todd back in 1995. And I hear, Lucy, I've come home again. And I hear Lucy and I just, it's something inside of me lights up. And I won't even tell you how much I Love Lucy really hit hard with me. Like, that name has followed me my whole life, Lucy. And I found my Imp King, and we had our 1 year of gorgeous marital reunion bliss without either one of us actually remembering each other at the time. And one of his things that he did was, Lucy, I'm home. And again, it was amazing because neither one of us had yet remembered, but boy, was he doing that. and it was every time and I never told him about my serious love affair with the name Lucy. But then I'm watching the show Lucifer, and this is after I remembered who I was and I know about Lucy, and that's the name I call him. So I'm sitting here watching the show Lucifer, Maura's shit and giggles to see how accurate it is. And what bothers me more than anything is the word Lux on the back of the wall. That's the thing. I'm like, Lux, Lux. And I'm going, that's a clue. That is something for me. Something about Lux. I can't get it. That is screaming at me. So I obsess the entire show. I just focus on Lux, and I obsess on the letters Lux. I unlocked a clue, figured out what that was, and that came to a conclusion. But Lucy, there was that one time, the very first time I heard it in the show, I just burst into tears and I just wept. So it's this, and then it's the integration. It's realizing everything. It's realizing that the stories about Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus are you and your husband. It's that kind of stuff. I dealt with that. I have memories of all of it. It's, you know, this is of all the stories that they've made of us, this one is my favorite. And I'll tell you why. It's the most logical and simple. And it's the most accurate. It's the one without any bullshit. So here's how it works. I'm goddess of law. I write law. You know what that makes me? I'm the one who writes the naughty list. I'm the one who determines who is on the naughty list. So I have my law, Dharma, and I have my ethical law, natural order, which is the karma bank. And that generates a list. That list gets handed over to my husband, who is God of abundance. So he gets the list based off of my karma and dharma laws. And God of abundance evaluates it and says, oh, I see who gets coal. Actually, it's ash fruit. And who gets abundance? That's pretty simple. I remember, these are my memories. This is pre Garden of Eden shit. I remember this. It was, let's just go out and give abundance to everybody all the time because that'd be fun. We did that. And then I have memory of, okay, this is getting too much. Let's confine it down to just the solstice. And I remember arguing with him. This is one of my favorite marital spats. Talk about your marital spats. I want to do the abundance thing. Well, what are you going to do? I'm going to be the tooth fairy. And I'm the tooth fairy. So now I'm the one going around giving out abundance because I got the horn of plenty. It's mine. It's my horn. It's from my bowl of heaven. It's mine. My sweet little bowl of heaven. I love my bowl of heaven. Like that, my bowl. He is easily my most precious. I love my bowl. He is the family pet. I love my bowl. Don't fuck with my bowl. So I'm sitting here and I'm going out doing the tooth fairy thing with my abundance thing. So I get my thing in there, and it's this really amusing little thing. It's a giggle we have. Is the tooth fairy is Mrs. Santa Claus, is Mrs. Claus, and what I love is the word Santa and Satan, because I'm Satan's wife, and people don't understand that Satan is actually Santa. That's why the words are so similar. One of the reasons, and it's amazing how human psychology keeps the truth resurfacing. They just put it out of order. It's a little thing that the human brain does. It's really funny to me. So these are all the, like, I assume you just know this about me. Because if I don't, this is where I get stuck in this be kind rewind setting in my tape. And I lived there for a long time. So you have the amnesia. Then you have the realization, all of it starts to put piece together, and you're solving your own mystery of who am I? And you start to piece it all together. And as you piece it all together, you start to realize what A and B is adding up to. And then you go through the denial stage. No. I am not. That's got to be wrong. So you run the numbers again and again and again and again. And here's the kicker. This is the one that really gets you in the fucking face. No matter how many times you run the numbers, not only do you walk away disproving yourself, you don't. You walk away finding more evidence that you are. And that's what I found. So every time I ran an algorithm to double check my math, I didn't just confirm that I was right. I found more proof how right it was. It got to a point where I stopped running the algorithm because I didn't want any more proof of this. I documented all of it. And I spent 3 years in denial going, no, this, I got to do this wrong. I must have messed it up somewhere. No, it's perfect. It's flawless. Then I start talking to people. Okay, so I ran the math and this is what I'm finding. And I'm doing this very calculatively with math, logic, physics. And I'm sitting here running it through them going, this is what I found. And everyone is going, yeah, that checks out. Yeah, that checks out. And it compounded. It built on that. It built on that then. And I'm going, if this was, and here's the kicker, this one really, really hurt. I started to realize that it was compatible with the 21 academic disciplines. Now, of course, I would do this. Of course, it's all part of this. Why wouldn't I do this? In order to ensure that no one else touched my code or creed to always protect it, I needed to make sure that I was the only one who get into it, which means only my DNA can unlock it, because that's the best safety feature ever. But it's not just my DNA. I added two other DNAs to it. So there's only three DNAs in the entire world and no one has access to those DNAs. So those three DNAs are the required algorithm in order to unlock my creed in order to open it. And inside of that creed, it states, yeah, this is property of Lady Wisdom and only Lady Wisdom will unlock this because it is embedded with God's DNA and Lady Wisdom DNA and one other DNA and not one of you has it, which means only the person who can open this is Lady Wisdom herself. That's in the code. So now I'm looking at it going, it's one of the laws. And I opened it. And I'm going, well, this is fascinating. If you steal the code while it's open, anyone can write in it. It's currently closed and locked. No one's getting in. I sealed it. Not with seven seals. I started with seven seals, and then I put 12 seals on top of that one, then seven seals on top of that one, then five seals on top of that one, then four, then three, then two, then one seal. And then I sealed it. No one's getting into it. And you can't do it. This is my favorite thing that I built. There are times where I do something that's so genius, I just go, that's genius. This is clever. The only way to unlock the code is if you write the dialectic dialogues in first person while telling the truth as Lady Wisdom. Now, isn't that clever? Yeah. You have to tell the truth in first person as Lady Wisdom. That's the only way you're opening my code. That's exactly how I opened my code. So when I opened my code, I went, yeah, no one's getting in this. Nope. This is mine. It was already half written. And that's laws of physics. That's the universe running and operating. So I went, oh, that makes sense. Some asshole had gone in and written over it in crayon. That was not me. I fucking hate that asshole. So I had to remove all that shit. Now, that I did on 21st August 2024. When I started to remove the red crayon, the assholes had put, his name is Morgoth. Sifra did it. So when I was able to see how he had stolen my tablets, this is the Tablet of Destiny, by the way. When I had seen how he had stolen this, and then he had rewritten the laws in such a way that karma was invalid and no longer worked, which is why for 2,000 years, assholes and criminals could get away with everything, is because they had written it into the karma creed, which is why shit was hitting the fan. So it's all done and said. I corrected it, and I wrote it all back. And then I added a few other karma laws, completed the karma law, completed writing dharma, and then sealed it. So it's all done now. So this is the kind of stuff that I talk to people, and it's this is where I'm at right here. Is I've already laid out all the proof, the logic, all of it. But people are late to the party. They don't know who I am. Now we have to do this whole, who am I? And it's painful. They're not my close friends, my family. They know this about me. Everyone in my life knows this about me. I've gone through it with them. They accept it. And we're good. The people who are around me and are in my life are the pantheon who already know this, already accept it, and they're already moving along in the progression. I don't have my full powers back yet. I'm having to go through the process just like everyone else. And the most amazing thing of all of this is it's the belief. Because you can look at the logic all day long. But then there is, and that's it, is I had the logic, and I was still going, no, this can't be. Even though the logic and every mathematical, everything checked out. And I have professionals who came in, peer-reviewed it, and went, you're God. Yeah. Everything adds up. It does. It's undeniable. And what ended up happening, this is the most gorgeous part of all this because it's math, is the crux, all of this came down to, I was missing a part of the equation when I was building the entire equation of the all of everything. When I was putting together the all of everything, there was 1/3 of the entire equation that was missing. Now, while that was happening, I was building my own story on the side, and I got to a point where I could not deny it any longer. My story was the missing equation to the all of everything. That was the ultimate problem. That was the ultimate face-off. And the logic, Bruce Campbell paradox, said, Anna, your story is the third piece of the all of everything. The reason why scientists have not been able to figure it out is because they are missing you. And I'm sitting here going, no, because that means that you're married to God, but you've known that your whole life. think about the first time you, like God and I have a romantic relationship. We always have. The moment I hit puberty and was able to have a romantic relationship, he's my husband. Yeah. And I started to do the math. I started to add it all up. And that's when the math checked out. Every variable, every little nugget clicked perfectly into place. And I said, I dropped the clause. If I am the missing piece of this equation, if I am the one third component that should be plugged in, then it will fit flawlessly. It will braid perfectly. And the math will literally supplement and fill in all of my gaps, and all of my gaps will fill in its gaps. So like a zipper, I put the three pieces together and they did fit perfectly. And that's when the braid completed. It sealed itself, and I was looking at this gorgeous math, and then synergy happened, which is biology's way of saying, yeah, you done it right. So I'm looking at it going, well, that's fucking undeniable. And when I was done, I had the all of everything, all 21 academic disciplines, my own 8, history, my story, my memory, the beginning of all, the theory of everything, which is actually the music box dancer theorem, and all of the math, all of it fitting together, and everything now makes perfect sense. And every time I meet anyone else, they make perfect sense now to me. And I can see precisely where they fit into the story. I can see precisely where they are. I can see everything. And it's all the tree of wisdom, the tree of life, the tree of the world tree, which is I, standing at that center, holding the whole thing together. And while all of this is going on, I'm in the kingdom of heaven. I'm watching my own world tree, which is myself, growing. I am the life tree. I can see my fruits with abstract imagery developing. I can see how I'm connecting the 5 scalar together. I built the rainbow bridge. I can see it. And then 2 days ago, I integrated the 5 scalar. So now the abstract is inside the meta. Of course, I said, why wouldn't it be? That's only natural. And I realized you still have amnesia memory, which is I don't remember, but I just know things because of the amnesia. But then there is, it's a surprise. That's what I'm told. My husband is surprising me. But this is all about our engagement. This is all it is a marriage proposal. The whole thing is just a marriage proposal. The whole thing is a wedding gift. He gave me the planet Earth. I gave him eternity and immortality. And he has gifted me this really uber awesome riddle. And one of my wishes is I want a surprise. I want to feel surprised for once in my life. I've never, when you're goddess of wisdom, you don't get to be surprised ever over anything. And my whole life, I have never been surprised because I know everything. So in order to get surprised, you have to remove your memory. So he's taken my memory for a time period where I get to be surprised. And this right here means I can't know things. It means that I can't have all my power, because if I have my power, I have my knowledge. If I have my knowledge, then I'll know, then I won't be surprised. And then it will ruin the marriage proposal. Isn't this cool? So then I have humans challenging me, questioning me. Well, if you're goddess of wisdom, then why aren't you omnipotent? Because I'm being proposed to by God, who has a mischievous sense of humor. And one of my wishes was, why am I explaining myself to a mortal? And this right here is that really is where I'm at with everything, is why am I explaining myself to a mortal? Before I answer this, why should I explain myself to a mortal? Why? Do you want me to be a bitch and just fry your ass with boils and a snap of my finger? Maybe I'll do that instead. Why do I have to explain myself to mortals who can't even figure out their own goddamn lives? So that's something that I contend with. I don't deal with mortals. I'm at a point where I'm like, yeah, the ones who have humbled themselves to come to listen to me. I love you guys. I love you guys. You guys have deserved my words. And I'm going to do a part two of this one because this is where it gets really sticky. And it's really, yeah, it's really challenging at this point.